All right. Very good, Dale. That was very, very good. Thank you for that. We're in the book of Acts chapter 2, please, in verse 42. The book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. Again, I want to speak on things a Christian should do daily. The book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. Now, the Bible says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread. The Bible talks about and in prayers. When it talks about the breaking of bread there, I often say it is not talking about the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper, whenever you read about the Lord's Supper in your New Testament reading, you'll always see the cup is mentioned. This is no mentioning of the cup. So now, no doubt, in that fellowship time, they had food. And by the way, there's no better way to have fellowship than also to have food. Can I help you? Food makes fellowship better. Amen. So instead of just going out and say, we're going to fellowship together, let's all share a glass of water. Hey, a steak is better. Amen. If you want to get basic, a hamburger is better. If you don't have much money, you can share a French fry. But food always helps with the fellowship. Okay, Acts chapter 2 and verse 43, the Bible says, and fear, it says, came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. The Bible says, and all that believed were, it says, together, and had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, and every man had need. And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, breaking bread. There it is again. Breaking bread from house to house. So, you know, that's almost like, you know, when I was a youth pastor for 10 years in Brooklyn, New York, and then Hattiesburg, Mississippi, sometimes we would have an activity, and you would go to one house and you would eat a salad, go to the next, called progressive supper. You'd eat, you go to the next house, and they might give you just a part of the meal. You go to the next house and you get the part. It's almost like our college students do over Thanksgiving and Christmas. We tell them that, hey, if you need a place to go, we don't want you to be in the dormitories by yourself. You're here from another state. We want you to be loved. We want you to enjoy a bountiful meal. And I find out that some of our college students, they treat Thanksgiving and they treat Christmas like a progressive supper. Yeah, they'll go to this person's house at this time, and they say, well, I got to go. Why do you have to go? Well, I'm supposed to be at this person's house to eat at this time. They'll go to that person's house to eat at that time. They'll say, oh, I got to go. Where are you going to go? And they do that all day long. Before you know it, they've been to about six houses, and they've gained about 20 pounds in one day. Well, the Bible says here what they did is they continued daily in one accord, says in the temple, so they went to church. The Bible says, and breaking bread from house to house, so they had fellowship with one another. They enjoyed being around each other. The Bible says, and did, it says, eat their meat, it says, with gladness. Well, of course, you're going to be glad if you're eating somebody else's meat. Says, and ate their meat with gladness. And so, boy, they were just thrilled. Man, this is just free fellowship time. You know, it's better when somebody else pays for it. Okay. The Bible says, with gladness and singleness of hearts. In other words, they paid attention to what they were eating. Then it says, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added, it says, to the church daily such as should be saved. All right. So what is it that we ought to do daily? We see that here in our scriptures that God talks about things that these apostles did on a daily basis, things that they continued on a daily basis. So what is it that you and I could find in the scriptures that we ought to do on a daily basis? Let me just give you a couple of them. Statement number one, praise God daily. Praise God daily. Now, by the way, if I say praise God daily and you're just sitting there and you're not saying amen, that's not praising God. Okay? Here, let me give it to you again. You ready? Praise God daily. Okay? So as you praise God daily, here's what you find. That's something that God wants you to do. You know, don't get the mully grubs. Don't do that. Don't get poochy lip disease where all you do is you look for problems. Don't do that. Don't do that. You come to church, you look for problems. You go home, you look for problems. You have a neighbor, you look for problems. You get in the car, you look for problems. Your husband comes home from work, you look for problems. Your wife comes home from work, you look for problems. You see the problem in this kid, the problem in that kid, the problem in that grandkid, the problem in that grandkid. And if all you ever do is look for problems, I want to help you folks, that's all you're ever going to see. But did you know you can come to church and praise God that you have padded pews? Oh yeah, I preach in churches all around the world that they don't have padded pews. You know, you can come to church today and thank God we have air conditioning. Yeah, you can praise God for that. You know, you can come to church and thank the Lord you get to sit beside someone. Yeah, you know, you can come to church and thank God because of the fact that you got to sing this morning the praises of God. Don't give me this thing. Well, I tell you what, the world is wicked and it's terrible. Okay, so it is. But you're not supposed to live under the circumstances. You're supposed to walk over the circumstances. So look for ways to be able to praise God. Beautiful day this morning. Praise God for it. You were able to get up this morning out of bed. Praise God for it. You're able to talk. Praise God for it. You're able to come to church and sing the songs of Zion. Praise God for that. You're able to shake somebody's hand as you physically walk down an aisle during fellowship time. Praise God for that. You're able to have friends at church. Praise God for that. You know, I think if we would spend more time praising God, we'd have less of an inward look and we'd have more of an upward look. Here's what we understand. The Bible says in Psalm 72 and verse 15, the Bible says, daily shall he be praised. Now, if you're going through your life, I'm helping you now this morning. If you're going through your life and there's a day in your life when you're not praising God, then something needs to change. There needs to be times in your life where you praise God for the benefits that he has given you. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, as David reminds us over in Psalm 68 and verse 19, it says, blessed be the Lord who, listen to it now, daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Daily loadeth us. You know what that means? That means today you should be able to look in your life and say, boy, I thank God for this. You ought to be able to look in your life sometime this afternoon and say, boy, I thank God for this. There needs to be times in your life where I'm talking about things that God expects us to do daily. God expects us to praise him daily. When's the last time that you praised him? When's the last time that you looked to heaven and say, God, I want to thank you for my family? You say, well, they're not perfect. Yeah, that's why they're your family. But when's the last time you look to heaven and say, thank you for my wife, thank you for my husband, thank you for my kids, thank you for my house, thank you for my car, thank you for my clothes, thank you for my food, thank you for my friends, thank you for where I live, thank you for my state, thank you for my country. I think if you spend more time praising God, you'll stop having more time for poochie lip time. I just believe that. All right? And so here's what we see. What should we do daily? We should praise God daily. Statement number two, we ought to pray daily. Pray daily. The psalmist said, and this is, of course, the psalmist speaking, but listen to the tone and listen to the words. In Psalm 86 and verse 3, it says, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. You've got burdens, your neighbor can't help you, but God can. You got problems, your friends can't help you, but God can. You got bills you cannot pay, God can help you with that. You've got physical limitations, God can help you with that. You've got challenges from the neighbor, God can help you with that. You got termites, oh yeah, God can help you with that too. You know, God can help you with anything that comes in your life. God is not dead. God is very much alive. God can very much be able to help you, but you have to pray to him daily. Now, I'll teach you something this morning. It might be good to have a prayer list. If this would represent God, and I would represent one of His children, and I have a prayer list, then I can go to God. Okay, you ever do this? You ever do this? You ever start to pray and something comes up in your life and it interrupts your praying? All of a sudden you start to pray and all of a sudden you remember, oh man, I got to start to fry the chicken for supper. Oh man, you know, I tell you what, I started to pray and I remembered I need to mow the lawn. You'll start to remember all sorts of stuff. But if you get a time where you go to God every single day, I'm saying daily, and you pray to Him, get yourself a prayer list. Carry that prayer list. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children by name. Pray for your grandchildren by name. Pray, if you would please, for the grandparents, if there's grandparents involved, by name. Pray, if you would please, for your pastor. I know him. And he needs your prayer. So you pray for your pastor. Pray for the assistant pastors. Pray for ministry leaders and other leaders that are instrumental in your personal life. Get yourself a prayer list. Pray for our government. There's never a time ever in the world where our government need more prayer than now. Amen. Pray for the government, both the local officials and that which is the national officials. Oh, then you can pray for personal things. Pray for your spiritual growth. Wait a minute. Doesn't the Bible say, call upon me and I will answer thee? In Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. But He doesn't answer if we never call. We have to be desirous to be able to call. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to call. When my parents were not saved, I had them on a prayer list. I prayed for them. I kept it before me. Because you get busy. Come on. We live in the West. We don't live in other countries where every time they eat a meal, they take a siesta. They take a rest. They take, if you would please, a time to be able to just relax. Oh, no, no. Most of you that are business entrepreneurs, here's what you do. You're driving through McDonald's on the way to someplace else, and as you're driving down the road, you're holding a hamburger in one hand. You're taking a sip of Coke or Pepsi every so often, and you're shoving it in your mouth as you're going from one destination to another. You say, what is that, preacher? That's called heart attack. But can I tell you, that's the way we live in the West. In the West, it's not relaxation. In the West, it's rush. You rush from one place to another place to another place to another place. You rush to get home. You get home. Then you've got work around the house, and you rush to get that. Hey, somewhere you have got to learn to slow down. Somewhere you've got to learn that, hey, it is important to be able to come to God and praise Him for what He's done. It is important to come to God and pray daily for what you need in your life. So you could pray for spiritual growth for yourself. You could pray for your bills. Sure. You could pray, if you would please, for your health. You could pray for God's power, God's love, God's wisdom. You could pray for well-being for yourself as well. There's nothing wrong with praying for things that you need in your life. Now, what do I do? But if I go to God and I am not organized, then here's what I do. I get in the presence of God and begin to pray, and then I forget. Or all of a sudden an alarm goes off in my head. So there's got to be a time in your life, dear friend, where you budget time just to say, God, I thank you. And you can do that for your prayer time. You certainly can. You can couple them together and say, God, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. As I'm driving here to Mesquite from Terrell, where I live, as I'm driving, boy, I'm just taking time to thank God for this and thank God for that and thank God for the other. And I'm just thanking God for His benefits. Hey, God's been good to me. But can I tell you something, friend? God's been good to you. Right. So because of that, you ought to take time to be able to thank him for what he's done for you in his life. I'm saying praise God daily. Then I'm saying this, I'm saying pray daily. Get yourself a prayer list and pray. It doesn't have to be a long one. You say, well, I've never done it that way. How's your way working? Do you have a specific time to pray? Do you have a specific place to pray? Do you have a specific method to incorporate in your prayer life? You can take a 3x5 cord anywhere. You can put it in your truck. You can put it in your car. I don't think I'd put it on your motorcycle, but you could put it almost anywhere. Thank you. Be seated. I'm saying this. How is it and what is it that God wants us to do? Things a Christian should do daily. Number one, praise God daily. Number two, pray daily. Number three, search the scriptures daily. If I had cancer, as far as I know, I don't. But if I had cancer, I would search daily for a remedy to be able to help me with my present state of fighting cancer. Sin is a cancer. And every single one of us sitting under the pitch of my voice and those watching online, I've got news for you. You and I are sinners. Now, because of that, you need to constantly be searching in the scriptures for an antidote that will help you to overcome sinful habits in your life. Look for ways to be able to overcome those fleshly desires. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, the Bible says, search the scriptures, listen to it now, daily. It says, whether those things were so. So you search the scriptures. When? Daily. The Bible says, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate, listen to it now, day and night. So God says that we ought to be in the scriptures daily. My wife has a neat program she showed to me not too long ago where she has her Bible reading on her. She has an iPad, and on her iPad she has the Bible reading on one side and a place to take notes on the other side. So as she's reading through her Bible, she's taking notes on one side about things that God spoke to her heart about and which she read. Now, what's that going to do? That's going to help you as you daily search the scriptures. Hey, sometimes you can search the scriptures by doing a subject matter. What does God have to say about joy? What does God have to say about giving? What does God have to say about hope? What does God have to say about light? You can do a topical Bible study, and by the way, that will enhance your Christian growth because now you become fully informed about what God has to say about a subject matter. You could be able to look through passages and study out passages in your Bible to be able to become more acquainted with what happened in that particular case, in that particular event, at that particular time. There's so many ways to be able to search the scriptures and so many ways to be able to learn more about your Bible and what God would have you to do in your personal life, but you will never learn more if it just sits there. You never will. I ride in some people's cars, and I see that they have a Bible, and, you know, the outward leather of the Bible is curled upward from the sun. And then they'll grab it, and they'll say, oh, excuse me, as they brush the dust off. And I'll say, how often do you use that? I use it every week. So they brush the dust off. Well, can I tell you, you're supposed to be using it daily. Daily. Oh, I know how it is. I know how it is. They say now that only 4% of American teenagers know hardly anything that are Christian teenagers. 4% of American teenagers hardly know anything about the Bible. 4% of American teenagers, they're Christian. Only 4% of them hardly know anything about the Bible. Oh, now they know a lot about their video games. They know a lot about their sports heroes. But they don't have that, if you would please, that desire, because they have so many other things in their life. So many other things. You know, American churches are hurting today. You know why American churches are hurting today? Because if God is not in the home, it's hard for that young person to develop a taste. The Bible says to taste of the Lord. Stay with me. And see that He is good. How much do you talk about God in your household? How much does your young people see that you are looking into the Scriptures? How much do you talk about the Scriptures inside of decisions that you need to make in your daily affairs? Here's what we understand. We understand that the Scriptures, to search the Scriptures, God says daily. What are we supposed to do daily? We praise God daily. Look for something to praise Him about. Hey, get in your car. Get in your car. When you get ready to leave, if you're married, get in your car. Look at your wife before you leave the church parking lot and say, honey, this is what I can thank God for about today. What can you thank God for about today? Somebody has to start it. Amen. Turn to your kiddos and say, this is what mom and I can thank God for about today. What can you thank God for about today? Turn to your friends on the bus. Say, hey, this is how I can thank God. This is what God's done for me. Let me ask you, what has God done for you? I'm saying this. I'm saying that you can praise God daily. You can pray daily. Come to Him and say, dear Father, please help in these areas. And you pray daily. And you let God be the one that can help you. Then I'm saying, search the Scriptures daily. Get in the Word of God. You say, well, I tell you what, I don't enjoy reading my Bible. Well, you have to eat something for a long time, I found out, before you develop a taste for it. You just have to. You know, there are certain foods that when I go to a China buffet, I know what I want. You know, there are certain foods when I go down to McAllister's, I order the same thing all the time. I know what I want. When I go to Saltgrass over here, I know exactly what steak I'm getting. I know exactly how thick it's going to be. I know exactly how it's going to be cooked. I have certain waiters that sometimes now, I just want that waiter to wait on me. I don't want another waiter. I want that one. I like that one. Now I'm saying this. I'm saying here's what we understand. You have to put it in there. Anything I'm talking about this morning just doesn't happen. You can wake up tomorrow morning and hear this message and decide not to do anything whatsoever about this message. And can I tell you, you're not going to change. It's not going to happen. You'll come to church next Sunday just like you came to this church today. You were empty when you came in. You'll be empty when you leave. Why? Because that's what you want. Or you can come to church, say, I'm here. And you don't come to church saying, bless me if you can. No, you come to church saying, man, I'm looking to be a blessing and I'm looking for something out of the Word of God. I don't want to just leave the same way I came. I want God to do something in my life. That's all determined inside of you. Here's what we understand. What does God want us to do daily? He wants us to praise Him daily. He wants us to pray daily. He wants us to search the Scriptures daily. You ready? He wants us to witness daily. Witness daily. You know, the Bible talks about how we're supposed to go into the world and we're supposed to preach the Word of God or tell others about Christ. You're an ambassador for Christ. Witness daily. You don't have to necessarily go through the plan. You don't have to carry a big Bible around saying, here, I just want you to know that I'm here because I love Jesus. So let's study the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. Nobody's going to listen to you. You could take and be able to go out and take a New Testament. You could take a soul winning card. You can take some gospel tracts. You can talk to people that way. Or friend, you don't even necessarily, if you're timid and shy, kind of withdrawn on the inside, You don't even have to talk to people. You can just go up to somebody and go, walk away. Yeah. Or you could go a little bit further. You could say, I'm going to heaven. I'd like for you to go there too one day. Read that, shows you how. Then run away. You could do that. You could say, hey, let's do this. This tells you how to go to heaven. Let me show you what it says. Read it to him. Take your time. Let him understand it. Let him ask questions and be honest. He asks a question, you don't know the answer, be honest. Don't make it up. Don't come up with your own book of the Bible named after you. But to answer his questions to the best of your ability. But what I'm saying is that there's many forms, if you would please, of getting out the gospel. You could tell what God did for you. I like doing that. I like telling how I got saved. I like it. I like giving my testimony. I like it. Never grows old to me. Matter of fact, some of you got my testimony memorized more than you have your own. Never grows old to me. I'm saying this. I'm saying, here's what we see. Witness daily. Then the Bible talks about this, about taking up your cross daily. Taking up your cross. Now, listen to this. Here's what it says. We're in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. The Bible says, if any man will come after me, that's called determination. If you're going to go after somebody, that's determination. Let's do it. I'll use Dr. Bachman. He's on the end too. So Dr. Bachman is standing right there. And if I'm going to go after him, that means I leave my point of where I presently am. I direct my focus towards him, and I start going after him. That's called determination. I'm determined I'm going to go a certain direction. Now watch this. Thank you. Here's what it says. The Bible says, Jesus Christ right here talking, says, if any man come after me, we're determined to go after him. Let him deny himself. The key word's deny. The Bible says to take up his cross. The cross was known as that which is the symbol of death. Death. Oh, we have them in bookstores, Christian bookstores all over the world today. And people get them and they hang them up on their rearview mirror. People get them and they put them as decorative things inside of their house. But the cross in these days was always known as a symbol of death. And so the Bible says here to take up, it says his cross, listen to it now, that's a symbol of death. It says daily, it says, take up his cross daily and follow me. Now what's that mean? That means that I die daily to the things I want. I die daily. You know where so many young people get so messed up? Here's what they do. They say, I'm going to do this because I want to do this with my life. Wrong. What you should be saying is, I want to do this because this is what God wants me to do with my life. But we are so used to living a lifestyle without God that we wind up messing our whole life up. That's why I'm proud of you for coming to church. You know what you're doing? You're saying, God, I want you to be a part of my life. When you come back on Sunday night, God, I want you to be more a part of my life. When you come back on Wednesday night, you're saying, God, I want you to be more a part of my life. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the Bible says, if any man will come after me, that's determination. Let him deny himself. There's denial. Take up his cross, that's death, and follow me. So daily, I'm supposed to be following him. Oh, you say, but my cross is heavy, Pastor. I don't know hardly anybody that has light crosses. Normally, a person would carry their own cross to the crucifix. And it's heavy. May I say, I said this, praise God daily. I'm hurrying now. Pray daily. Search the scriptures daily. Witness daily. Die daily. So now we're taking the cross, which is a symbol of death. How often do we take it? Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. He says, I die daily. Well, what's that mean? That means this, that you are a person that says, I'm going to put my fleshly desires to death daily. Then let me give you this, and I'm done. Then we perform our daily, if you would please, perform vows daily. Our daily vows. So we perform those vows daily. Here's what David said. David said to God over in Psalm 61, I'm almost done. 61 verse 8 says, so will I sing praise unto, it says, thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. What have you promised God that you backed off of? When you were a kid, you said, God, I'll never. When you were a child, God, I'll always. When you attended a youth camp somewhere or someplace where God got a hold of your heart, God, I promise. What have you promised God as a young adult? God, I want you to know, God, as long as I live, middle-aged adult, older adult, God, by God's grace, what have you promised God? A sacred promise to God that you're not doing right now. Don't you think you ought to get back to where you should be? In Psalm 116, you'll see that David, of course, is expressing himself. And Psalm 116 is known as the prayer of thanksgiving. And David is thanking God for all that God has done. In Psalm 116, verse 1, he said, "The Lord," it says, "I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications." Here in the scriptures, David says just several times, I'm going to give them to you. He says, I'm going to do this because you've been so good to me. Now, I just want you to know, here's what I'm going to do. David said, because you've been so good to me, here's what I promise I will do. I'm going to read them to you real quick. Psalm 116, verse 2, he says, will I call, says, upon him as long as I live. He says, not going to be just one day. I'm going to say, God, thank you for my benefits. He said, I'm going to do it as long as I live. You started today at age 30? Do like David did. I'm going to do it as long as I live. You say, I'm going to start praying like I should. I'm going to start searching the scriptures. I'm going to start passing out a gospel tract. I'm going to do what I should do. When am I going to do it? Until your dying day. Here's what David said. Psalm 116, verse 13. He says, I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So you take the cup of salvation. What is that? That's deliverance. He says, I'm going to take it and I'm going to call upon the Lord. Listen to it. In Psalm 116, verse 14, he says, I will pay my vows, he says, unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. So somebody needs to see you. It's done in the presence. It's not done in secret. Okay, watch. When you go to work tomorrow, in a world that knows not God, wouldn't it be good for you to walk in and change that? Wouldn't it be good for you to walk in and introduce them to the God, the Creator God of the world? Say, well, how do you do that? I went down to the pharmacy yesterday on my way home, and I stopped in, and I asked the pharmaceuticalist. I said, hey, come help me with this. And so she stepped out of her little pinnacle, and she came around, and she said, well, we got this one, and this is the ingredients, and we got this one, and this is the ingredients, and we got this one, and this is the ingredients. I said, man, you have been very helpful. Let me ask you, has God ever helped you? She said, well, what do you mean? I said, where do you go to church? I said, has God ever helped you? Is he personal to you? And I had the privilege to give the pharmaceutical lady, and they weren't busy. I didn't deprive her of anything, but I had the privilege to be able to give her the gospel. And she said, I've never heard that. Can you imagine in the state of Texas? I've never heard that before. Now, can I tell you this? All right, here's what David said. He said, I'm going to take the cup of salvation. He says, I'm going to call upon the name of the Lord. He said, I'm going to pay my vows. He said, but I'm going to do it in the presence of the people. This is neat. Psalm 116, verse 17, the Bible says, I will offer it. It says, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. and call upon the name of the Lord. In verse 18, it says this. He reiterates what he said in verse 14. He says this, I will pay my vows of the Lord now, he says, emphasizing now in the presence of the people. So what's he doing? He's saying this. He's saying, I'm serious about the vows I make. I just don't make a vow and say, well, you know, it was just a contract. No, a vow is more than a contract. When I got saved, I said, Lord, I'm going to give you every inch of energy that I can muster up every single day of my life until I take my last breath. Now, I want to keep that. That was a vow that I made to God. And I want to be able to keep my vows to God. I said, God, every day you and I are going to talk. Every day. Many times a day. In our Baptist leadership conference, we had a pastor, Brother Ed Hall, and I love him. He watches our podcast all the time. He's from Jacksonville, Florida, Heavenly Heights Baptist Church. He had a mini stroke during the conference. Brother Butler and his son David and Daniel, his sons found out about it, helped him. He got down to the hospital. I mean, he had blood pressure 252 over something like 180, 190 something. That's not good. But our men was there to help him. I called him that night. I had prayer with him. I made sure he got home safe, and I prayed with him when he got home. And I called him last night to get on the way home from my soul winning visitation and prayed with him again. I'm saying this. I'm saying that you daily do things. When you care about people, when you care about God, you daily do things. Decide you're going to daily do what God wants you to do as a believer. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, please.